With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Missoula County authorities are allowing flooding evacuees back home temporarily to check on their properties. Sheriff's office officials said today they are modifying the evacuation order because the Clark Fork River is expected to be lower over the next day or two. However, sheriff's officials warn the flooding emergency isn't over and residents shouldn't stay in their homes overnight or start recovery efforts yet. Snowmelt and rain caused the Clark Fork to rise to the second highest level ever recorded. About 65 homes have been under mandatory evacuation orders west of Missoula for 2 weeks. Several homeowners have defied the orders. The Army Corps of Engineers is working to restore a levee being eroded by the high river east of Missoula. Sheriff's officials say the repairs are expected to last at least a week. Federal officials shut down an experiment on diseased wildlife from Yellowstone National Park after inspectors questioned government protocols for handling infected bison. The U.S. Department of Agriculture program in South Central Montana examined whether administering birth control to bison would reduce transmissions of the disease brucellosis. Documents released to the advocacy group Buffalo Field Campaign show the experiment was shut down last July after inspectors raised questions about keeping infected and non-infected bison in the same pen. A month later, the government changed policies to effectively ban such practices going forward. Brucellosis causes animals to prematurely abort their young and can be transmitted through birthing material. Department of Agriculture spokeswoman Lindsay Cole says the research aimed to mirror how non-infected animals encounter brucellosis in nature. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials today said they are reviewing an encounter between a Border Patrol agent and two women who were speaking Spanish at a gas station in northern Montana. The women, who are U.S. citizens, say the agent detained them for about 35 minutes Wednesday in Havre. One of the women, Anna Suda, wrote in a Facebook post published early Wednesday that the agent admitted he stopped her and her friend Mimi Hernandez because they were speaking Spanish. In a video of the encounter taken by Suda, the agent says speaking Spanish is, quote, very unheard of up here, unquote. According to KTVH-TV, Customs and Border Protection spokesman Jason Givens declined to answer questions about the incident. He released a statement that said the incident is being reviewed to ensure that all appropriate policies were followed. U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke today announced plans to expand hunting and fishing opportunities on 30 national wildlife refuges, including two in Montana. Nikki Ouellette reports.
The proposal would add 2 weeks to the existing mule deer season at the Charles M. Russell Refuge to bring it in line with Montana's 5-week season. It would also open, for the first time, an archery season on the Swan River Wildlife Refuge. Rob Bundy manages the Benton Lake National Wildlife Refuge complex, which includes the Swan River Refuge.
We're just trying to make sure that we're doing something that's consistent with what the state would like to see and something that's compatible with the wildlife that are using the refuge at present.
Bundy says Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks would award 15 to 30 permits for a fall archery hunt on the Swan River Refuge for black bear, elk, mule deer, and white-tailed deer during the state-designated bow season. Bundy says some conservation groups and neighbors living adjacent to the refuge have expressed concern over the proposal. An environmental assessment was conducted earlier this year and is awaiting approval from the regional director ahead of this year's season. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Nora Sachs. A Cascade County district judge today heard arguments on a proposed ballot initiative about which bathrooms transgender people can use. The Great Falls Tribune reports he'll make a decision in the coming weeks. The American Civil Liberties Union of Montana sued the state of Montana and Secretary of State Corey Stapleton last October to block CI 183 from going on the November 2018 ballot. The Montana Family Foundation is proposing the initiative, which would require people to use the bathrooms for the gender on their birth certificate. In December, attorneys for the state moved to dismiss the case because the initiative had not yet been certified. A jury has found a 22-year-old Helena man guilty of deliberate homicide in the shooting death of his girlfriend last year. The jury also convicted Skylar Schneider on Friday night of tampering with evidence after killing 23-year-old Catherine Spencer. A sentencing hearing is set for June 20th. Spencer was shot in the head while sitting in a parked car in July. Court records show Schneider called 911 to report a woman bleeding badly. Schneider denied shooting Spencer. Authorities found a 9mm handgun near the vehicle and ammunition for the gun in Schneider and Spencer's home. Missoula County authorities are allowing flooding evacuees back home temporarily to check on their properties. Sheriff's office officials said today they are modifying the evacuation order because the Clark Fork River is expected to be lower over the next day or two. However, sheriff's officials warn the flooding emergency isn't over, and residents shouldn't stay in their homes overnight or start recovery efforts yet. You can always check our website, mtpr.org, for more news. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.